There's a pretty recognizable structure up at this point. The walls and a lot of the roof are up.
I'd say about two-thirds of the roof structure in place and are actually dry. They have the waterproof membrane already installed, and so the majority of the underneath part is dry at this point.
Walk in the entryway here. You see there's a big truss in the back there, and that will all be exposed, and you'll see the smaller trusses. The web trusses come down there, and those will be exposed, and you'll be seeing the underside of the plywood that you see here, and all of these beams, of course. Out here in the front, there are some areas that do hide.
The roof that's going on now, as you were telling me before, it's kind of a layering system of pretty thick plywood and foam.
Yes, it is. There's about, I believe, 10 inches of foam going over top of what you see right now.
Going to provide some pretty good insulation.
I think this building is going to be really warm. It has 4 inches of insulation you can see around the foundation, and that will continue on all the way up the wall and over the roof, and then there'll be some additional insulation on the roof as well.
Okay. There have been some delays in the project in construction here?
There's been some problems with some of these connectors, special made connectors for the glue lam structure, and as you see right here, this pile are the ones that Ole Whitethorn just finished up custom building for the valley rafters. And they'll go from up there where you see that beam coming in, mm-hmm. down to the corner there, and down to that corner, and then from up here, these will come across this way.
Okay. Yeah, they have those special made and just got them in. So,
so you should start seeing some. I think he's planning to try to set a bunch of glue lamps sometime around Monday.
Okay. Is there any rush to get the roof on? I mean, trying to beat the snow at this point, right? Or
well, there's always a rush to get a roof on a project for sure. They need to get the roof on before they can start pouring any concrete slabs inside, but let me show you over here the reason why the concrete slabs didn't go in a long time ago is because of this such extensive underground. You can see this blue ductwork here.
That's HVAC ductwork?
Yes, sir. That's the ventilation ducting, and it's quite a project and a process. They had to take some special training to be able to put that in, and the engineer's coming down next week, I believe, to take a look at it. I think the architect's coming down next week as well to do his little pass-through.
That looks like something that in other buildings would be floating up in the ceiling area, but this is down in the floor.
Correct, yeah. There is going to also be some ductwork coming up through this area, but it will be hidden above the ceiling, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're really not going to see any of that airflow. Right. And then, so eventually this is all going to be poured in concrete slab to fill in.
That's correct. And then right here what you see is the wheelchair ramp comes down right there.
Okay.
And then this will all step down 2 feet to the lower level. This hole is the upper level here, the children's room over there, the large meeting room will be over there,
okay.
And then this is mechanical and staff and things like that here, but there'll be a stairway coming down here.
You really can start to get a feel, though, of what it's going to look like to sit in here, look out towards Hammer Slough, Reed, and enjoy the building. Overall, how's the project going?
Well, it's going pretty well. We just had a progress meeting yesterday, and the contractor is feeling pretty good about their schedule. Like any project, it has its ups and downs, but they don't see any huge issues as far as completing on time.
Once the roof goes up, they can do a lot of work through the winter on the inside?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Basically, insulation, wiring, plumbing, all that good stuff?
In the drywall.
Okay.
Yeah.